The studio was a place for honors students, the alumni, and also resident artists to work. Throughout the exhibition, you'll see images from the alumni and also from the honors students, people like Nicola Dixon, and in front of you now is Bijani Wark. Bijani Wark came to the studio as an honors student and also stayed as an alumni in residence. His interest was in the print and the typography, the letterpress and the mark. The philosophy within the studio was to create an environment of shared experiences, conversations between artists, writers, students, alumni and staff. A student may graduate, do their honours, but still have no real understanding of what their artwork is like in the practising field. So what better way than to be mentored or just to work amongst other artists who've had 20 or 30 years under their belt? In this exhibition, I've chosen images from some of the alumni and some of the honours students who worked in the studio. Nicola Dixon and Bijani Wark are examples of those students and alumni. You'll see Gay Patterson's name a few times throughout the exhibition. Gay is a repeat artist in residence. The work in front of you now is one of a triptych: Collateral Damage, The Confrontation, Exit Strategy. Gay's a modernist. Her concern is with the mark. How do we read this image? Do we have a piece of music, a score in front of us? Do we have grave sites? Do we have a level? Or do we have just that vast emptiness where activity interacts? How heavy was the body pushing? How strong was the acid? How subtle is the aftermath? This work was a response to looking at a map of landmines still scattered across the landscape over the old Yugoslavia. Brunelletti came to the studio after working for about 17 years alone in his studio. He hadn't actually walked into an institution in a teaching or in a residency position for quite some time. There were things that had to be learnt and shared. Bruno had worked with very professional letterpress printers such as Raphael Fodé in New York and had a very extensive history of the artist's book. In fact, he's one of the few, I think only one, who did before they came to the studio. I put him with an alumni trainee, Bernadette. This was a little difficult at times, but Bernadette rose to the task and so did Bruno. In the plinth in front of you, you have two works from Brunelletti and the poet Chris Wallace Crabb, Alignments 1 and Alignments 2. Alignments 2 was completed during his residency within the studio. Alignments 1 has silkscreen text and it was completed over a period of time after his residency. Bruno and Chris Wallace Crabb have had a very long relationship. Their text and image have coincided in many publications. Sometimes the poetry would lead the image, and other times the image would lead the poetry. Greg Harrison, who you also see in front of you there, is a graduate from the school, an honours student, and also worked as a technical assistant in the department for 3 years. Greg also has a long history of placing his images with the writings of his brother Dan. There's an ease to the relationship between both the artists and the poets in these works. You will have an opportunity to request to see some of the books with gloves on. There is a specified time. If you'd like to see more, please inquire and book yourself in.